well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Sunny, windy, 80 degrees here on the KU campus in Lawrence. Abilene, 86. Topeka, 83. In Manhattan, sunny, windy, and 85. Chanute, 80 degrees. And in Emporia, strong winds, 83 degrees. We have a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms later tonight, mostly after midnight. This is All Things Considered.
It's All Things Considered.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUtheater.com.
Well, here's what's going on with the weather. A mostly sunny and windy day at the moment. A wind advisory will take effect until, well, will take effect at 7 o'clock and last until 7 a.m. tomorrow. You might be asking yourself, can it get windier than it already is? Indeed, it can. Gusty winds expected tonight at 25 to 30 miles an hour, gusting up at times up to 50 miles an hour. Tonight we'll have a mostly cloudy sky, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms, most of that precipitation expected after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 50-50 chance of rain and storms in the morning. But by tomorrow afternoon, it should be mostly sunny, windy, cooler, a little less humid on Thursday, a high of 68. Think about that. Right now, it's sunny, windy, and 81. Tomorrow's high around 68. That's the way things are here in Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theodorelawrence.com.
Sunshine, windy weather in Lawrence, 81 degrees. In Abilene, it's 86. Topeka, 83. Manhattan, 86 degrees. Junction City, 85. Chanute with 81. And in Emporia this afternoon, a mostly sunny sky and 84 degrees.
Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. The wind blew me in here today, Jay, along with Dan Skinner and David Bassey. We're here to remind you to make a pledge today or call us at 888-577-5268.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown. In Boston, the detention hearing for an Air National Guardsman charged with leaking highly classified military documents has been delayed for 2 weeks.
For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Troy, Alabama.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. This is NPR.
And this is KPR. Good afternoon. I'm Jay Schaefer. A wildfire near the northern shore of Tuttle Creek has now been about 90% contained. The Kansas Forest Service says that it sent a tanker yesterday to drop loads of water on the fire that's burning in Riley and Pottawatomie counties. WIBW-TV reports that crews continue to battle that blaze. Officials say the fire is burning heavy, dead, and downed timber near the river bottom, and the strong winds today are not helping. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill to remove mandatory jail time for Kansans caught driving with a suspended or revoked driver's license. Samantha Horton has more.
People can lose their licenses because of issues like unpaid fines. If they're caught driving without a valid license, judges will now be able to decide if a first-time offender should serve jail time. Prior Kansas law had a mandatory 5-day sentence. Supporters of the change argue the 5-day sentence was excessive and can keep people in a cycle of poverty. This is the latest reform in Kansas around suspended driver's licenses. Previous changes allow waiving court fees and reinstating licenses more quickly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
A Kansas principal has resigned after sparring with school board members who challenged his anti-racism efforts at Derby High School. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Tim Hamblin, a longtime principal of Derby High School, south of Wichita, announced in an email that he will leave the district at the end of this school year. About a year ago, Hamblin showed students and teachers a video by black author Joy DeGruy, in which she talks about being treated differently at a store and how a relative spoke up for her.
And she used her white privilege to educate and make right a situation that was wrong. That's what you can do.
A Derby school board member called the video divisive and directed Hamblin to apologize for showing it. That launched a series of actions by the board to oppose efforts focused on diversity and inclusion. Hamblin has accepted a district-level position with Wichita Public Schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Kansas has created a new state park in Allen County that includes 12 miles of trails, an abandoned quarry, a lake, and a 300-foot-long cave. Governor Laura Kelly signed off on the bill creating the state's 28th state park. The measure establishes the Lehigh-Portland Trails in Allen County. KSNT reports that the measure also provides disabled veterans with free permanent hunting and fishing licenses in Kansas. Mostly cloudy this evening with a 50-50 chance for rain and storms mostly after midnight. We'll have wind gusts this evening and overnight up to 50 miles an hour. Tomorrow morning, a 50-50 chance of rain and storms. This is KPR News.
This is from NPR News.
And why wouldn't you be? We're glad to have you listening to All Things Considered on this Wednesday afternoon, April 19th. A look at the weather. Next.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who were both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
If you think it's windy today, wait until tonight. A wind advisory will take effect at 7 o'clock this evening and last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Winds generally at 25 to 30 miles an hour will gust up to 50 miles an hour later tonight. We expect a mostly cloudy sky. We have a 50-50 chance for rain and thunderstorms. Most of that precipitation expected after midnight. Tomorrow morning, a 50% chance of rain and storms. Mostly cloudy on Thursday morning. But by tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Still windy on Thursday, but cooler and less humid. Tomorrow's high around 68 degrees. My absolute favorite temperature. Here at the moment in Lawrence, we have sunshine, windy conditions, and 81 degrees.
And that is the time right now. As you know, I don't know. I was just thinking about all that good weather you're talking about before it got all windy, but nice temperature. And what more can you ask for to make your pledge of support? I will have to come up with some play on the words about winds, et cetera, but you could blow some pledges our way or something. I don't know. It's going to have to workshop that one. But we would need to hear from you this afternoon to keep us on track toward our fundraising goal for this Campaign for Excellence. And right now, the easiest way for you to do that is to become a sustaining member by going to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or the wind beneath our wings, as they say. You are the life breath that keeps us going. So do not underestimate the value of your pledge right now. kansaspublicradio.org, or call us at 888-577-5268. Cheryl Lambrook will add an extra $100 to your pledge. So if you're one of those people who like to wait till there's a goal to be met or some special challenge, this is it. Now's a great time to become a brand new member or to continue your support for your public radio station. You know, we talk about how easy it is, you know, like $5, $10 a month. And if that appeals to you, do that. That's what I do. I'm a sustaining member. I don't have to remember when I gave that last gift. But if you have the means to give more, perhaps you have the means to give a $500 gift or a $1,000 gift. You can do that, too. The number to call again is 888-577-5268 or make the pledge online, kansaspublicradio.org.
It's a breeze.
Kansaspublicradio.org, yeah.
A lot of punny hot air coming out of the radio this afternoon. Take it away, David Bassey.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can follow that. That's amazing. I guess it's pledges. Maybe all the pledges are coming up from the Southwest and warming our hearts. It could be maybe that's one you miss. But anyway, this news and on Kansas Public Radio, the story, publicradio.org.
We will continue taking your pledges during the newscast coming up and in the next hour. Donate at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, committed to helping organizations adapt to change using real-time data.
Well, we've got you once again, listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Your regular host, Laura Lorson, is away this afternoon. I'm Jay Schaefer, filling in, encouraging you to reach out and touch KPR with a pledge. 888-577-5268 is the number to call. We've got national and international news headlines straight ahead. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 50-50 chance of rain and thunderstorms, gusty south winds up to 50 miles an hour overnight. We'll see what happens. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 4 o'clock. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.9 in Atchison. A mostly cloudy sky for most of us tonight with a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. A lot of that precipitation expected after midnight will have a low of 55 and crazy gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour overnight.
This is All Things... This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
So do you miss the DVDs from Netflix? I know Kay McIntyre does. Me, I miss the rotary dial telephone invented by Almon Stroger of Kansas. All right, I don't have time to talk about that, but I will talk about the weather. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. Most of that precipitation expected after midnight. We'll have a low of 55. We've had some strong winds today. They will get stronger overnight. Gusty south winds at 25 to 30 miles an hour, sometimes gusting up to 50. A wind advisory will go into effect at 7 o'clock tonight and last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Speaking of tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy in the morning, 50-50 chance for rain and thunderstorms. But by tomorrow afternoon, it should be mostly sunny, windy, cooler, less humid. We'll have a high of 68 degrees on Thursday. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, partly sunny, 81 degrees, some strong winds. In Abilene, it is 86 degrees. Topeka, 83, Manhattan, 85, Junction City, 85, and in Emporia, 84 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Libraries and Evening with Jacqueline Woodson, author of Brown Girl Dreaming with Giselle Anatone, interim director of the Hall Center for the Humanities, April 20th at Liberty Hall. More at lplks.org.
Once again, sunny, at least partly sunny and windy here in Lawrence. We have 81 degrees at 20 minutes after 4.
And I guess I'll talk.
Sure. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I wasn't sure. Nobody was jumping in, so I decided, my turn. Well, thanks to all of you who have pledged so far, but if you just tuned in and are wondering, why is Dan babbling? It's because I'm so excited that it is Wednesday. We're, you know, basically about halfway through our fun drive. Thanks to all of you who have participated.
It's great to be with you once again, too.
Well, thank you, and thanks to all of you again who have done your part to support your public radio station. 84% of our budget comes from local folks just like you, people we serve throughout Kansas, people who make individual donations and people who underwrite on the station. 84% of our budget comes from local sources. And it's something I wanted to mention. We're celebrating our 70th anniversary. For those of you who do, go to our website right now at kansaspublicradio.org or call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268, and thank you for doing your part.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown.
Florida.
And you're listening to NPR.
Good afternoon. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Firefighters have been battling blazes in several Kansas counties. A wildfire near the northern shore of Tuttle Creek is now about 90% contained. For the past couple of days, crews have fought fires in Riley, Pottawatomie, Marshall, and Ellis counties. High winds have sparked flare-ups. And Kansas isn't the only state battling blazes. Dozens of wildfires have erupted in Oklahoma and Arkansas. At this time of year, many farmers and ranchers across the Midwest are planting their crops and putting their cows out to graze in the pasture. But as Harvest Public Media reports, the drought conditions across the Great Plains region will make the growing season difficult.
States like Missouri and Illinois had enough winter precipitation to help relieve a lot of last year's drought conditions, but most areas of Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma did not. Daryl Peel is a livestock marketing specialist for Oklahoma State University Extension. He says a springtime drought sets up a challenging year ahead for farmers and ranchers.
When you start the year in drought like we are right now, you don't grow anything. And so not only do you not have anything now, there's no prospects of getting anything anytime soon.
Peel says the drought has made it difficult for pastures to grow, forcing some ranchers to decide to sell their cattle early. He also says it'll make it difficult for crops to grow over the summer if rain doesn't come soon. I'm Excaret Nunez. Harvest Public Media.
Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill into law that classifies Uber and Lyft drivers as independent contractors and not employees. Daniel Caudle explains.
The bill was introduced this session on behalf of Uber. A spokesperson for the rideshare company says it already views its drivers as independent contractor and unemployment insurance. States like Florida and Michigan have recently passed laws with similar language, and some other states like California have seen movements to classify Uber and Lyft drivers as regular employees. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle in Wichita.
Later this year, Kansans can catch a glimpse of a ring of fire in the sky. KSNT reports that Kansans are set to experience an annual solar eclipse this fall when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun. According to NASA, the eclipse, also known as a ring of fire, will cross over North, Central, and South America on October 14th. Here in Kansas, we should be able to see about 60 to 80% of that eclipse.
From NPR News,
Things Considered from NPR News.
We caught you listening again to Kansas Public Radio, and we're so glad to have you here. KPR has anywhere from 90 to 110,000 listeners every week, depending on when we survey people. The bottom line is tens of thousands of people are listening to this radio station right now. Oddly, we don't yet have 10,000 listener members. People who help pay for the programming. So if you've been listening for a while but have yet to make a pledge, please make one now at 888-577-5268, and we say thank you in advance.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theodorelawrence.com.
A wind advisory will take effect at 7 o'clock tonight. It will last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Between now and then, we expect winds at 25 to 30 miles an hour. Some of these gusty winds from the south will hit 50 miles an hour overnight. So make sure you're indoors so you don't blow away. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms, mainly after midnight. Tomorrow morning, cloudy with a 50-50 chance for rain during the morning hours. But by tomorrow afternoon, it should be mostly sunny. It'll be windy, cooler, and less humid tomorrow afternoon. And the high, only around 68 degrees. Right now, a lot warmer than that. In Abilene, it's 86. Here in Lawrence, 81 degrees. And the time is 4:50.
And it's the perfect time to make your pledge to Kansas Public Radio during our spring membership drive. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'm here with our general manager, Dan Skinner, and David Bassey, jazz host, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Let me jump in just for a moment, gang. The National Weather Service has just issued a tornado watch, in effect, until 11 o'clock, not for the entire KPR listening area, but for a lot of it. Specifically, this tornado watch is covering Topeka as well as Manhattan. And further details on the weather coming up, but we know it's going to be a windy night, and now the Weather Service has issued a tornado watch, in effect, until 11 o'clock for, I'll just run through them quickly, Atchison, Donovan, Jefferson, Pottawatomie, Waubonsie, Brown, Geary, Marshall, Riley, Washington, Clay, Jackson, Nemaha, and Shawnee counties. So clearly Junction City, Manhattan, and Topeka under that tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, we hope those tornadoes do not happen, but we would like to spin up some support for public radio. And helping us do that is Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan.
We keep an eye on the weather. You may or may not know this. You probably do if you're an All Things Considered regular listener. Laura Larson is kind of a weather geek. Like, she really, really knows meteorology. And when severe weather is happening, like, she's watching it throughout the day and getting updates and watching, you know, briefings going on at the National Weather Service, because she knows, Jay Schaefer knows, we all know how important it is to stay abreast of the weather and how quickly things can change in terms of weather coverage. So we're really proud of the way we cover that. That comes, again, at some cost. That we need to have someone here keeping track of things, and we're asking you to think about what value you place on that. What's that worth to you? Maybe a pledge of support of $70 a month, or I'm not quick enough at math to come up with the numbers, but whatever that's worth to you, consider making a pledge right now. And Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan will match your pledge when you donate now at KansasPublicRadio.org.
And that's a use it or lose it challenge. That means if we don't hit it, we don't get the money. We want to get the money. So,
broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. A tornado watch has been issued for a portion of the KPR listening area. Until 11 o'clock tonight, the tornado watch covers Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City. We'll have more on the weather coming up, but suffice to say, a windy night is in store with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Tomorrow morning, it could be a little rainy as well. Right now, windy and 81 degrees at KPR in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Today, this is NPR.
And from the KPR Weather Center, I'm Jay Schaefer with an eye on the weather. A tornado watch remains in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for a portion of the KPR listening area. At this moment, the tornado watch covers Topeka, Houlton, Manhattan, Junction City, and the surrounding area. It does not include Lawrence or the Kansas City metro area or Emporia at the moment. But again, a tornado watch will remain in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for the following Kansas counties: Atchison, Donovan, Jefferson, Pottawatomie, Waubonsie, Brown, Geary, Marshall, Riley, Washington, Clay, Jackson, Nemaha, and Shawnee County. Obviously, the tornado watch includes the cities of Topeka, Houlton, Manhattan, and Junction City. Specifically for tonight, here's what we can expect. Mostly cloudy skies, a 50-50 chance of rain and thunderstorms. A lot of the thunderstorm activity expected after midnight tonight. A wind advisory takes effect at 7 o'clock this evening and will last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again tonight, 50-50 chance of rain, gusty south winds up to 50 miles an hour. And for tomorrow, a chance for rain and thunderstorms in the morning. Mostly sunny by afternoon time. We'll have a high of 68 degrees. Once again, if you're just tuning in, a tornado watch remains in effect for a portion of the KPR listening area. The tornado watch will remain in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Donovan, Jefferson, Pottawatomie, Waubunsee, Brown, Geary, Marshall, Riley, Washington, Clay, Jackson, Nemaha, and Shawnee counties. 50-50 chance for showers and storms tonight. Most of that late tonight. And gusty south winds all night long at 25 to 30 miles an hour. Sometimes gusting up to 50 miles an hour later tonight. By tomorrow afternoon, windy, cooler, less humid. A high of 68. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we still have a little bit of sunshine. Windy conditions, 81 degrees. In Abilene, it's 86. Topeka, 82. And in Emporia, windy and 83 degrees.
It's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Washington.
And I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California. Each year, more than two...
Considered from NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas... This is Kansas Public Radio, FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, our radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of all donors to help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Well, we had a feeling the weather would possibly create some problems tonight. We're hoping that we're wrong, but a tornado watch is in effect for a portion of the KPR listening area. A tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for Topeka, Houlton, Manhattan, Junction City. Here's what we expect. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms. A lot of that precipitation expected late tonight, after midnight. We'll have a low of 55. And the gusty south breeze that's been blowing all day will pick up. We'll have gusts of 50 miles an hour tonight. Tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. But by tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny, windy, cooler, and less humid on Thursday, a high of 68. Right now it's windy. Under a partly sunny sky in Lawrence, we have 80 degrees here. And once again, a tornado watch in effect for a portion of our listening area. Topeka, Houlton, Oskaloosa, Manhattan, Junction City. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you here at Kansas Public Radio. It's almost 5:20.
And it's the perfect time to make your pledge to Kansas Public Radio. And we don't take it lightly when we ask you to support that financially. We also don't squander your money. We don't take those pledges and, you know, I'm trying to think of some like crazy thing that you might buy in an office, like super fancy espresso machine or something. We use those dollars thoughtfully and carefully, and they go right back into the programming you rely on. Programs like All Things Considered, programs like Classical Music with Jeff Watson and Destiny in the evenings. Okay. Your dollars go to work.
I think what you're saying is we're not splurging on rich Corinthian leather on our office chairs here at KPR. The money goes toward the programming, flat out. You know, programs like All Things Considered cost KPR a lot of money. We have to pay for the rights to bring you this program every day from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, let alone the weekend versions of All Things Considered. It takes a little bit of money from all of us. So if you have $5, $10, or $15 a month to pledge, please call us now.
Call us now at 888-577-5268. Or again, we're taking your pledges at kansaspublicradio.org. And right now we're looking for $440 left to go on that challenge from Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan. You can help us take their money when you pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And thanks.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who has struggled to unite Republicans around his own budget proposal, outlined some broad details today of his plan to raise the nation's debt ceiling. That proposal comes amid a months-long stalemate between Democrats and Republicans over raising the debt limit by summer to avoid a government default. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more on McCarthy's proposal.
In a speech on the House floor, McCarthy punted the ball to President Biden and top Democrats to make the next move in the debt limit standoff, accusing them of playing politics with the debt ceiling. McCarthy's plan calls for raising the borrowing limit for 1 year in exchange for deep cuts to a number of government programs. Democrats have repeatedly pushed for a no-strings-attached debt ceiling bill and have refused to negotiate on the matter.
NPR's Windsor Johnston, the White House says demanding any concessions in exchange for paying the nation's debt is irresponsible. The National Urban League has released its annual State of Black America. NPR's Kristen Wright says the civil rights organization's report is
also sounding the alarm on voting rights and says its programs and advocacy are working to challenge these threats. The report is in partnership with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. This is NPR.
Good evening. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A tornado watch remains in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for a portion of the KPR listening area, including Topeka, Houlton, Manhattan, and Junction City. The tornado watch covers all or parts of 14 Kansas counties. Those counties include Atchison, Brown, Clay, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Washington counties. The National Weather Service reminds you to make sure you have more than one way to receive severe weather information and warnings before storms move in. Firefighters have been battling blazes in several Kansas counties. A wildfire near the northern shore of Tuttle Creek is now about 90-some percent contained. For the past couple of days, crews have fought wildfires in Riley, Pottawatomie, Marshall, and Ellis counties. High winds have sparked flare-ups. And Kansas isn't the only state battling blazes. Dozens of wildfires have erupted in Oklahoma and Arkansas. This past winter's precipitation is a tale of two regions for the Midwest and Great Plains. Missouri, Wisconsin, and Illinois experienced wet weather, which helped relieve last year's drought, setting them up well for this year's spring planting season. But parts of Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma are still facing severe drought. Dennis Toddy is director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Midwest Climate Hub. He says it needs to rain frequently here in the Great Plains.
We still are hoping that this spring we will get some decent amounts of precipitation that will help move things forward. But the severity of the drought that we're dealing with, it's hard to imagine that we'll be able to recover all of this over this whole area.
Toddy says some farmers in drought-stricken areas might switch to planting drought-tolerant crops like sorghum instead of corn to help get them through the year. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill to remove mandatory jail time for Kansans caught driving with a suspended or revoked license. Samantha Horton has that report.
People can lose their licenses because of issues like unpaid fines. If they're caught driving without a valid license, judges will now be able to decide if a first-time offender should serve jail time. Prior Kansas law had a mandatory 5-day sentence. Supporters of the change argue the 5-day sentence was excessive and can keep people in a cycle of poverty. This is the latest reform in Kansas around suspended driver's licenses. Previous changes allow waiving court fees and reinstating licenses more quickly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
A 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight. We'll have a low of 55 and gusty south winds up to 50 miles an hour. This is KPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Nemaha County and central Marshall County until 6:15 this evening. A severe thunderstorm was located near Blue Rapids and moving to the northeast at about 50 miles an hour. The main hazards associated with this severe storm include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and the possibility of half-dollar-size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees expected. And the locations that will be affected by the storm are likely to be Marysville, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Waterville, Axtell, Beatty, Summerfield, and Baileyville. Once again, if you're just tuning in, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for northwestern Nemaha County and central Marshall County until 6:15 this evening. Meanwhile, a portion of the KPR listening area remains under a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight. We do expect strong winds and quite possibly rain and thunderstorms to develop, mainly late tonight. Here's the official forecast for the KPR listening area. A wind advisory takes effect at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll last until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. Most of that precipitation expected late tonight, a low of 55. It could be rainy tomorrow morning, a 50% chance of showers and storms during the morning hours on Thursday. But by tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny, windy, cooler, a little less humid on Thursday with a high of 68 degrees. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, sunny, windy, and 79 degrees at 5:50.
And I'm so glad you've got your eye on the weather, Jay. I know things are turning out dicey out there, and it's good to know that we've got you keeping track of what's going on.
Well,
I'm
no Laura Larson.
What's going on here at Kansas Public Radio? Sorry, Jay, did you just say something?
I said I'm no Laura Larson, but I'll try while she's gone today.
Well, we appreciate that. You're doing a fine job of keeping track of what's going on. What's going on here at Pledge Central is we made the Draper Challenge. Thank you so much to Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan for their generous support of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you to an anonymous caller from Lecompton who made a pledge of support. Chris Bailey from Manhattan, thank you for your support as well. Also, thank you, Ida Anderson of KC Mo, who says she just enjoys the programming. We know you enjoy the programming. That's why you're listening to All Things Considered on a Wednesday afternoon, a windy Wednesday afternoon when we're keeping an eye on the weather. Dan Skinner's our general manager. He's here with David Bassey. And we have one last challenge for the next couple minutes during our spring membership drive. Dan, tell us about that.
Well, thumb drives are like life in general. You just deal with one challenge.
Interlocking all their support to build this really strong structure that is Kansas Public Radio. You are part of that. You are one of our Lego building blocks when you make your pledge of support to Kansas Public Radio. And right now, the Aliens will match your gift. So your Lego blocks are actually two Lego blocks when you support us at kansaspublicradio.org. Again, we're taking your calls at 888-577-5268 or pledge conveniently and securely online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks from all of us for your support of KPR.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning that covers Seneca, Baileyville, and Bern, Kansas. This severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 this evening. The primary hazard, ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile per hour winds. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northwestern Nemaha County. It'll remain in effect until 6:45. More weather coming up.